The old man seated himself across from Nathan, as if he were expected, plopping down a well-worn bowling bag on the bench and an equally battered laptop onto the table. The diner was just about empty this time of night. There was no need to share a booth. Nathan sat up like a meerkat on duty. His half-eaten burger lay untouched in the silverware-rattled silence. "Can I help you?" Nathan wiped at his mouth with a ketchup-stained napkin.
"Not yet."
The white-haired man had the laptop open, casting a bluish glare across the crags of his face, absent of any expression. "There's no Wi-Fi, you know."
"Don't need it."
He had yet to look up from the screen. "You bowl?" Nathan nodded at the man's bag. His thick, gnarled fingers ran across the keys, tapping them like a hunchbacked ape.
"Nope."
"So what's in there?"
"A hacksaw. I'll need to take your head."
Nathan felt himself go rigid. His chest tightened. "Listen, I don't know what you're on, but you're gonna have to leave." He glanced over his shoulder at the lone waitress who served coffee to the only other patron. Both of them appeared oblivious to his current predicament. He faced the old man.
"You hear me? Get the hell out of here, old man."
"How old do you think I am?"
He retrieved a hacksaw from the bag. The blade was clean and jagged, glinting beneath the suspended lamp. He slid out of the booth, steadying himself with one spotted hand on the table as he came around to join Nathan on his side.
"What are you doing?"
Nathan slid back against the window and raised a hand in defense.
"Don't come any closer. Hey, somebody!"
Nathan reached across the back of the bench, prepared to hoist himself over the red leather.
"Hey, help!"
"They can't hear you."
The man nodded toward his glowing laptop.
"The portal's open now. We're between worlds."
"Portal?"
Nathan kicked out with both feet, the heels of his sneakers catching the old man's throat and nose.
"Leave me the hell alone!"
Nathan screamed. The waitress and patron laughed together, but not at him. They acted like he wasn't even here with this senile psycho.
"Get out! I'm calling the police!"
He fumbled for the phone in his pocket, but the screen on his cell displayed an uncanny absence of bars.
"What are you, 80-something? You don't have to do this, you know."
Could he talk down a killer?
"You don't!"
"That's where you're wrong, son. My people depend on it. We can't survive otherwise."
With a sigh of determination, he raised the hacksaw in a solid grip.
"The head of a virgin every day, mounted in the village square by dawn."
He gave an apologetic shrug of his humped shoulders and turned so fast, Nathan found himself pinned to the bench and able to utter only a single whimper as the blade's teeth chewed across his throat.
"But I'm not a virgin,"
he managed. The old man paused with a look of uncertainty behind his eyes. In that moment, Nathan whipped an elbow up into the man's ribs. A wet crunch, and his grip on the hacksaw faltered. Nathan slid under the table and thrashed himself out into the aisle, stumbling to his feet. The waitress jumped and screamed at the sight of him, as if he'd materialized from nothing.
911,
Nathan rasped, turning to look back at the booth, where his unfinished burger sat all alone.